Fact check, Kamala Harris says Trump economy not working for working people. By Hannah Blow on June 27, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, said Thursday night that the Trump economy is not working for working people and cited the GOP tax cuts. Despite the fact that the cuts helped vastly two-thirds of the American taxpayers and led to historic economic growth across the board. Moderator Savannah Guthrie asked Harris if Democrats have a responsibility to explain how they will pay for their various free policy proposals. Harris dodged the question and instead claimed the Trump economy is not working for working people. Where was that question when the Republicans and Donald Trump passed a tax bill that benefits the top 1% and the biggest corporations in this country? Harris asked. Working families need support and need to be lifted up. And frankly, this economy is not working for working people. For too long, the rules have been written in the favor of the people who have the most and not in favor of the people who work the most, which is why I am proposing that we change the tax code. She said she would make it so a family making less than $100,000 could collect $500 a month, which will, she says, give them the ability to get through the end of the month with dignity. One day I will repeal that tax bill, which benefits the 1% and the biggest corporations, she added. However, President Trump's tax cuts have been enormously successful, helping the vast majority of the American people. As Breitbart News reported, two-thirds of American taxpayers will pay less in taxes for their 2018 earnings, according to the Independent Tax Policy Center. 81% of the middle one-fifth of income earners received a tax cut. Just 5.5% of households got a tax hike of $100 or more, and most of those were in the upper income tax brackets. Unfortunately, many Americans remain utterly unaware that they experienced a tax break. Yet far from celebrating their lower tax bills as they prepared to file for the April 15th deadline, many Americans remain convinced they got no tax cut at all, or even that their taxes went up. An NBC/Wall Street Journal poll in April showed that just 17% of Americans believe their taxes have been cut. A shocking 28% say they believe their taxes went up. Other surveys have consistently found that less than one-third of Americans think they got a tax cut. America is also seeing benefits from the Trump economy in other ways. A number of businesses announced investments in the U.S. following the passage of the tax cuts. In January 2018, ExxonMobil announced a $50 billion investment in the American economy, citing the GOP's tax bill. Starbucks and Disney also admitted the tax cuts helped. Breitbart reported. The coffee chain joined some 200 American corporations that are already raising wages thanks to a corporate tax cut signed into law by President Trump last month. Starbucks, a megacorporation with a far-left worldview, has now joined a handful of other far-left corporations, Apple and Disney, invalidating the idea that tax cuts benefit everyone, or what is known as trickle-down economics. Additionally, after the announcement of the tax cuts, businesses across the country gave employees significant bonuses, citing the cuts. Democrat candidates made similar claims about the Trump economy last night. But as Breitbart News reported, Bureau of Labor Statistics employment data have shown significant income growth for working-class Americans. Unemployment has been low across the board, particularly among minority groups.